Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Lamed Vav. We are at the very last line of daf Lamed Hey Amid Beis, V'Hashemen Shelohen. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Acheinu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunim Batzaru V'Shivya. So we're moving along in the second parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're in the midst of analyzing the Mishnah that mentions Dvarim Shal Oivdei Kechavim that are Asurin Ve'ein Isuran Isurana. So the first Mishnah in these Mishnayos were on Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, which mentioned Dvarim Shal Oivdei Kechavim that are Asurin Ve'isuran Isurana. The second Mishnah is on Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis, which discusses Dvarim Shal Oivdei Kechavim that are Asurin Ve'ein Isuran Isurana. So the Mishnah had mentioned Shemen. Shemen of an Oivid Kechavim is Asur. However, the Ein Isuron Isirhana. And then the Mishnah very cryptically said, Rebbe Ubeis Dinoi Hitiru HaShemen. So as much as it's true, Shemen of an Oivid Kechavim is Asur, but Rebbe and his Bezdin were Mater Shemen. Now we mentioned that although the Mishnah says Rebbe, it's not who we traditionally refer to in Shas as Rebbe, but rather it's Rebbe's grandson. So Rebbe, we know's name was Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi. He had a grandson, his son's son, who was also sometimes referred to as Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, more often referred to as Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya, and even sometimes referred to as Rebbe. So it's a little tricky, because there's the Zayda, and there's the Einikol. The Zayda is Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the Einikol is Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but more popularly, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. When our Mishnah says, Rabbi Ubeis Dinoi, Hitiru HaShemen, it's clear from the sugyas that it's not referring to the Rabbi with the Hei Ayidiyah, it's not referring to the Zayda, but rather it's referring to who we know as Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, the Einikol. Either way, says the Gemara, Shemen, as it relates to Shemen Akum, that the Mishnah says, Mitchilo, before Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya's Bezdin was Matarit, was Aser, what is the Makar to its Isser? Rav Amar Rav said, Daniel Gozer Olav. It traces itself back all the way to the times of Daniel, of Tanakh fame. V'shmul HaMashmul said, Zlifasan shal kelim t'meyen oistrasan. This has nothing to do with a gzeira of Daniel, but rather it was based on Yerideya 101, meaning the shemen of the Oivdei Kechavim was stored in their tummy kelim, and as a result, the Keli itself was mafle tumma into the shemen. So if a yid would now eat or drink this shemen, he would be consuming tumma. That's a problem. I don't understand. So what? Let's say there's tumma inside the walls of these kelim. So that would now mean that a yid who's eating shemen of an oivdei kechavim is consuming tumma. Now let it consume tumma. Is there such an iser? Now, there were people that were oichli tairos, but they were yechidim. They were not the majority, but as it relates to the majority of people, they were not makbid on this. And if they were not makbid on this, so what would be the problem? Now, to be clear, there are certain things that one is not allowed to eat in a state of tumah. For example, truma, you're not allowed to eat in a state of tumah. Kachim, you're not allowed to eat in a state of tumah. But chulin is something that you are allowed to eat in a state of tumma. This shemen that you're buying from an oivdei kechavim is not shum, it's not kachim, it's chulin. So to the extent that there's nothing inherently wrong with the shemen, Daniel wasn't geyser on it, but you're telling me it's a problem because the shemen is being stored in kelim tmeim, that would be an issue if the oivim was oichle tahiros. So then, okay, stay away from shemen. Even then it wouldn't be an isser, but at the very least I could hear it. Aber feite gemara, almost sarcastically, atu kuli yama oichle tahiros nenu, and we know, of course, the answer is no. So to the extent the answer is no, why would this be a valid reason for Shemen to be Asur? Elo, the Gemara says, you have to tweak what Shmuel said. Zlifasan shal kelim asurin oisosan. It's not that they stored the Shemen in kelim that were tamei. That would not be an issue. But rather, they stored it in kelim that had blias of dvarim asurim, that had machalos asuris inside of it. And it's for that reason it was going to be an issue. Either way, what's the short version of the machlokes Rav and Shmuel? Rav holds that the origin, the history of the Isser Shemen is a gzera from Daniel. Shmuel holds that Daniel was never gozer. In fact, it wasn't a gzera per se, but it was really based more of on a chashash. The chashash was that the Shemen is being stored in kelim that are Osir, that has blias of Isser inside of it, and as a result, if a Yid's going to go now and is going to eat the Shemen, there might be a little bit of Isser inside the Shemen that he's eating. Zokti Gemara, Amalei Shmuel Rav. So Shmuel told Rav, Bishlami according to me, Damina, that I hold, Zifasun Shekelim Asrum Isser son, that the reason Shemen Mi'ikara was Osir is based on a concern that there might be blias of Isser. Hainu Dechi Osir Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marto. We can understand what Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta reported when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. What did he report? For Amar, and he said, Darach Rav Simloi ben Etzivin. Rav Simloi said in Etzivin, Shemen Rav Yehuda u'beistinoi nimnu olavitiru, that Rav Yehuda and his Bezdin were mater Shemen. Now, truth is, we saw it in our Mishnah. Rabbi Ubeistina Hitiru Hashemen. In our Gemara, Rav Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Marta is saying it over in the name of Rav Simloi. But either way, said Shmuel to Rav, that Bishloim, according to me, this makes sense. Meaning, I can understand how Rav Yehuda's Nasiyah's Bezdin would be able to be matter something that previously was assumed to be Asr. The reason is Kosovar. It's because Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah's Bezdin took the position that Noisin Tam Lefgam Mutter, that something of Isser that is now Balua inside something of Heter, to the extent that that Dover Shal Isser is Noisin Tam Lefgam, it's going to be Mutter. So it all would make sense. Let's just hit the pause button for 1 second. Shmuel's tining to Rav, that from the fact that there was a later Bezdin that was Mater Shemen, which had previously been Aser, that's a raya, to my understanding, that the origin of the original Iser was Zlifasen Shal Kelim Masurin Oisrasan. Why? Because if that's the Makar of the Iser, it's possible to rationalize why a later Bezdin would have the right, the license to come, and to be Chaylik. In order for something to aser a davar shel heter al yedei blias and pleitos, you need that blia is nois and tam l'shvach. You need that the blia goes and makes the taruvus, the thing that it was maflit into, better. To the extent that it's nois and tam l'fgam, the halach is its mutter. Now, one of the ways of knowing if something is nois and tam l'shvach, Shvach, Nois and Tam Lefgam, is if 24 hours pass. So, for example, if you're going to cook a Dover Shal Heter inside a pot that previously had Macholas Asuras cooked inside of it, so if you're cooking the Dover Shal Heter within 24 hours from when the Macholas Asuras was cooked, so then we assume that the Blias are Nois and Tam Lishvach. If 24 hours already passed, Mi'es Leis, at that point it's going to be Nois and Tam Lefgam. Shmuel's tining that it could be Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah's Bezdin listened and they heard the Takon of Shemin, and they said, 1 second, Shemin is also because you're worried about Blias of what? Not Tum, Blias of Isser. But 1 second, I could assume that most of the Kalim are ready Noisin Tam Lefgam, and to the extent that they're already Noisin Tam Lefgam, so we could be matter. Now, what did the original Bezdin hold? The original Bezdin must have held that there's no halach of Noisin Tam Lefgam Mutter. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah's Bezdin has the right to be chaylik on that Bezdin. And they could say that whereas you held that Noisin Tam Lefgam is Aser, we hold Noisin Tam Lefgam is Mutter. At the very least, we have something that we can pin the machloikis on, and that would be a rationalization for how it's possible that a later bezin would be chaylik on a previous bezin. Again, what would be the nekudas amachloikis? Noisin tam lefgam aser, noisin tam lefgam mutter. The original bezin held noisin tam lefgam is aser. That's why it's lifasin shakelim asur moisison. Whereas the later bezin of Yehuda Nasiyah's bezin holds noisin lefgam is mutter. But says Shmuel to Rav Elidach, but according to the Amrit that holds, Daniel gozer olav, that Daniel really made the gzera. Well, if that's the case, Daniel gozer v'os Rav Yehuda Hanasi umavatale. Could Rav Yehuda Hanasi Bezdin, again, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah, go and undo something that Daniel's Bezdin did? But now we learned in the Mishnah, Ein Bezdin Yachal Levatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveiroi. We know a Bezdin can't be Mevatel Divrei Bezdin Chaveiroi, Elon King Gadol Eimenu, Bechachma V'Minyan. Unless it's greater Bechachma and it's greater B'Minyan. And there's no way that Rabbi Yehuda Nasiyah's Bezdin was greater than the Bezdin of Daniel, Bechachma V'Minyan. And if that's the case, it doesn't have the Gerech to go ahead and be Yoikrit. So again, we have a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, why Shemin originally was Aser. Rav said Daniel Gozer Olav, Shmuel said it was based on Blias. Said Shmuel to Rav, we all all know that Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is Bezdin on a later date, hundreds and hundreds of years later, went and they undid this takana. So Bishlam, according to me, that it's based on Zlifas and Shekhinah Masurim Oisrasan. So I could say that the reason they were able to undo it is because they were mechadish the idea that Noisan Tam Lefkam is Mutter. The previous Bezdin must have held Noisan Tam Lefkam is Asr. Again, we're assuming that all these players are Noisan Tam Lefkam, but based on this Nakuda, you have a right to go be Yoker. But if you hold the original takana was a Takana, a gzira of Daniel, now we have a problem because it's a Mishnah, Ein Bezdin Yachal Matal Divri Bezdin Chaveir, Elm King Godel Men B'chachum Minyan, and there's no way Rehuda Nasi is Bezdin is going to be greater B'chachum Minyan than the Bezdin of Daniel. So this is Shmuel's Tanya Terach. Now the truth is, we have to just explain this a little bit. Now Be'ez Hashem in the raid, we're going to explain this a lot of bit, but for now we just have to explain this a little bit. Meaning, Poshipsha, what exactly is Shmuel telling Rav? Meaning, Shmuel's kasha on Rav is, how could it be a gzera of Daniel? Ain bezin yachal v'atal divri bezin chaveri. El kim godom imen v'chachum minyan, which would be a problem. How could Rabbi Yehuda and Nasi's bezin have gone and changed that? Well, according to Shmuel, you have the same problem. I don't understand. If there was some original takana of Shemen based on the fact that Noisan Tam Lefkam is Aser, so how could Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's bezin change that and say Noisan Tam Lefkam is Mutter? Again, ain bezin yachal v'atal divri bezin chaveri. Elim kim godom imen v'chachum uv'minyan. Chayra, right? And it doesn't sound like Shmuel's taina is that if it's Daniel that made the original takana, so Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is Bezdin, it's not bigger than the Bezdin of Daniel. But if it was some other Bezdin that made the takana, maybe Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is Bezdin is Gadol Heimenu B'chachma V'minyan. It's not Mashma that's the kasha. It's not Daniel versus not Daniel. It sounds like, is it a gzera, Daniel Gazar Olav, or is it simply Zlifas and Shalkelim Asur and Oysersan? But one thing is clear, that if it's related to a gzera, Daniel Gazar Olav, then you have a problem of Ein Bezin Yochel Vatel Divir Bezin Chaver Am Kingol Demen B'chachum V'minyan. If, however, it's related to the din of Noisan Tam Lefgam, it's Oser, so then a later Bezdin, without violating the principle of Ein Bezin Yochel Vatel, can come and be mechadish that Noisan Tam Lefgam is Mutter. And really, the shortest answer to this question is that you see from here that this din of Ein Bezin Yochel Vatel Divri Bezin Chaver is only true by Gzeirois. So if Chazal make a Gzeira, so then there's a din of Ein Bezin Yochel Vatel. But if Chazal didn't make a Gzeira, they just paskin because they hold Noisan Tam Lefgam is Aser. Well then, if a later Bezin wants to be mechadish Noisan Tam Lefgam is Mutter, it's going to be okay. So there's a distinction between Takonas Chazal, that's a gzera, quote unquote, versus where they're just coming out in the sugya a certain way, where if it's in the former, a later bezin would not be able to undo it, but if it's in the latter, a later bezin would be able to undo it. Again, this is something that requires a lot more havana, something that Be'ez Hashem we're going to get to at the end of the daf. But either way, this is Shmuel's Grace of Taina Terev. What's Taina to Rav? This Taina is, how could you, Rav, say that Shemen, Daniel, Gozer, Olav? If that's the case, how could Rav Yehuda Nasi is Bezdin undo it? L'chayr, what happened to that loch? Ein Bezdin yoch levatul divir Bezdin chaveroi, elam ken gadol heimenu b'chachmu v'minyan. So listen to Rav's response. This is shocking. Amalei, so he told him, Simloi, Luda, Kamrit. You asking me a kasha from Simloi, the Luda'a? Right? Luda, meaning he came from Lud. Yikash is from Rab Samlai. He's the one that's reporting that Shemin Rabbi Yehuda Bezdin and Nimnu Olav, Shani Ludai de Mezalzalo. I can't accept any testimony from a Luda when it comes to Episakula in a Din de Rabbanon, because the Ludais were all Mezalzal in Dine de Rabbanon. And because they were Mezalzal in Dine de Rabbanon, meaning I can't accept it. So Rab said, you know what? I don't accept that what you're telling me is even true. I don't think Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is Bezdin ever undid this. Amalei, Shmuel told Rav, Eshlachlei, tell me, should I tell Rav Samloi what you just said about him? That you don't trust his testimony because he's from Lud and all the Ludois are Mezalzel and the Rabbanans? So when Rav heard that, Ichsif, he was already embarrassed and he says, I hear. You know, maybe I overstepped my boundaries a little bit. Now, the truth is, this is a little bit of a pella because, first of all, I mean, is this Ois Galton in Hilchis Lashon Hara? So, I didn't have a chance to be Ma'ayan, but this is obviously something that we have to do. Yehuda va'oid l'kra. We always speak out the Rambam Hilchas Deis that talks about Rav, shaloi sach sicha b'tei l'kol yomov, which kipshuta is an incredible zihirus and shmiras haloshen. He never even spoke a sicha b'tei l'kol. So here Rav seems to be saying something that is a little inconsistent with the ishiyut, the personality that we know of Rav from this different places, is what to say about this, the income koyma. But either way, so Rav said, I hear. Okay, let me change my tack here a little bit. I'm going to accept the fact Rav some lawyers said Rav Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin went, and Rav Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin undid the takon of Shemin. Ah, you're telling me that's a right, that it can't be Daniel is the one that made the gzeira. Why? Because if Daniel is the one that made the gzeira, ain't Bezdin yoch levatul divir Bezdin chavir, another man who chach from a minion. So said Rav, a novel response. Rav said, "Him loy darshu, anan loy darshinon." Meaning, true. It's muchach. Rabbi Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin didn't think that Rav, that Daniel made the gzeir, but I hold Daniel didn't make the gzeir, and I'm basing it on a drasha. They obviously didn't make the drasha, but says Rav, just because they didn't make the drasha, does that mean anan loy darshinon? Does that mean I'm not going to make the drasha? So what's this drasha all about that Rav made to prove that Daniel made the gzeir on Shemen, whereas Rabbi Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin clearly didn't? Foxiv, the pasuk says as follows, and Rav is talking, and he's saying it like Beloshin Kasha, right? And Heim Loi Darshva, Nan Loi Darshina, Foxiv, doesn't the pasuk say, and this is my makar that Daniel made Gzeira. It says, Vayosem Daniel Aliboy, Ashaloy Yiskal Befas Bag Hamelech Uviye Mishtav. So the context over there is Daniel was forced to work for Nebuchadnezzar, right? Daniel is this child prodigy, he's this up and coming superstar. Daniel is perceived by Nebuchadnezzar even as being that. And Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm hiring him. I want him to be my chief of staff. I want him to run my businesses. So he headhunts Daniel and he forces him to work inside his palace. And the pasuk says that, you know, Daniel is there and he sees they're serving food and everything is not kosher. So vayasem Daniel aliboy. So Daniel placed on his heart, meaning he made a kabbalah. He will not defile himself with the bread of the king, and with the yayin of his parties. But the lashon of the pasuk is not b'yein mishteh. It says b'yein mishteh. B'shtei mishteh is a kosam adab. It's a rab. So what's the lashon rabim? Echad mishteh yayin. The echad mishteh shemen. So what do you see from here? You see clearly that Daniel imposed some sort of gzeira on Shemen. So Rav said that I understand Rabbi Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin must have held that this wasn't a gzeir of Daniel. Because if it was a gzeir of Daniel, they would not have been oikri ke'en Bezdin yochel vatel divir Bezdin chaver elon king godol emena b'chachem of a minion. But I hold, yeah, and what do I base it on? I base it on the fact that it says yei mishtav in a pasuk in Sefer Daniel. And I hold that Daniel made a gzeir on Shemen. So again, I stand by what I said. I, Rabbi Yehudah Nasi'as, you see, it's not like me. It's true. He obviously didn't hold of what I hold, but doesn't change the fact that I hold Shemen Daniel Gazarol. Now the Gemara explains, so what is the machloikis going on over here? First of all, what's the machloikis? Rav, Rabbi Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin, or even Rav and Shmuel, right? Because Rav holds Daniel Gazarolov, Shmuel doesn't hold Daniel Gazarolov, Rabbi Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin, even according to Rav, doesn't hold that Daniel Gazarolov. I doesn't it say Yaim Mishtov? So the Gemara explains, Rav Sav, Rav Souls, Ali Boysam, Ulcha Yisrael Hoira, that when the pasuk says Vayosan Daniel Aliboy, it wasn't just Aliboy. He did it for himself. It was a personal kabbalah, and then he paskined it for everybody else. Shmuel Sam and Shmuel holds Aliboy Sam Ulachol Yisrael Loi Hayra. He took it upon himself, but he didn't paskin it for everybody else. Okay, let's just come off a breath for 1 second. What's the recap of the first part of this gemara? What's the origin of the Isser Shemen Akum? Rav said Daniel Gazer Olav. Shmuel said it's just based on Blias and Platis of Macholos Asuris that may enter the Shemen of the Akum. Shmuel thought he had a tremendous raya to his shita. From the fact that Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin undid the Isser Shemen, that's a raya that it must have been related to something that a later Bezdin would have the ability to undo. If it's based on Zlifosin Shakela Masurin Oisrasan, that's predicated on a Chiddush Noisin Tam Lufkam is Asr. Later Bezdin has a Garech to say Noisin Tam Lufkam is Mutter. If, however, Daniel Gazer Olav, now it's a Gzeira. Gzeira is upgraded. Now you have a problem. It's a Mishnah, Ein Bezdin Yochel Vatel Divir Bezdin Chaveroi, Elm Ke Godol Emena B'chalf Meminyan. So from the fact that Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin undid it, Taina Shmuel Terap, that's the biggest right that I'm right. Rav initially denied the report that Rabbi Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin had Taka undone it, but then after further review, Rav said, you know what, I'll accept it. And it's true, it's Muchach, Rabbi Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin held that it wasn't a takon of Daniel, because if it was, they would not have been able to be Yiker. But it doesn't change the fact that I hold it is a takon of Daniel. And I'm basing it on a pasuk, Vayosef Daniel, Al-Libay, Ashalei, Yiskob, Afas, Bagamelech, V'yei, Mishtav, Mishtav means Yayin, and it also means Shemen. What did Rabbi Yehudah Nasi'as Bezdin hold? And really, for that matter, what did Shmuel hold? Because Shmuel also holds that this is not a gzeir of Daniel. They held that, yeah, Vayosem Aliboy, Abu L'chol Yisrael, Loi Hayra, had nothing to do with everybody else. But the Gemara now says, I have a problem. The Shemen Daniel Gazar, Does Rav really hold that the origin of the takana of Shemen is Daniel v'Omar Bali, Omar Avimi Nusa Mishmei De Rav, right? The names matter. How could it be that Rav holds Daniel Gazar? But we have a Mesoira from Bali in the name of Avimi Nusa, who traces itself back to Rav, that said, Piton, Vishamnon, Yenom, Ubnei Seyem, Kulam Yishmoina Asa Davarhein, that Pas Akum, Shemen Akum, Yayin Akum, and Bnei Seyem Shalakum, which we'll see more about on the base. That's the topic of the entire second half of today's daf. Kulam Mishmoina Asa Davarhein. It's all from the Yudches Dvarim. So what's the Yudches Dvarim? So the truth is, Yudches Dvarim requires a proper introduction, which obviously we don't have the ability to do now. It's mentioned in the Mishnah, Masechta Shabbos, Daf Yud Gimel on the base. The very short version of the Yudches Dvarim is that there were a bunch of things that the Talmidim of Shammai and the Talmidim of Hillel were fighting about. We'll see soon, quite literally. They were fighting, and they decided that they were going to take a vote, and we're going to come to some sort of resolution. And this vote took place in the attic of a Yid whose name was Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Goroin, Sholmolei, who we would have lost that on Sefer Yecheskel, like the Gemara talks about. But the bottom line is that all the Talmidim of Shammai and all the Talmidim of Hillel went to the attic of this Yid, and they took a vote, V'robu Talmidei Beis Shammai al Talmidei Beis Hillel, and regarding Yudches Dvarim, they ended up being Machrir like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. And the Gemara in the first parak of Masechta Shabbos goes through in great detail, it's like four block Gemara, every single one of the Yudches Dvarim. But either way, what we need now is that Rav himself said that Piton Shamnon Yenem Ubnei Seyem Kula Mishmoina Asadavrem. Now this is already post-Churban Bayesheni, this is Talmidei Shammai and Hillel. So how could it be Daniel? I thought it's from the Yudches Dvarim. Says you'll tell me also Daniel Gaza Kibel. Maybe when Daniel made the Gzeir Meikara, nobody was Mekabel. It's also Talmidei the Hill of Hashem, the Gaza Kibel. And then when they went, they felt they had to be Mechazik it. The reason they had to be Mechazik it because nobody was really Mekabel it. And they made the Gzeir, and this time everybody was Mekabel. I mean, it could be it's both true. Daniel made the Gzeir, Talmidei Hashem, Talmidei Hill made the Gzeir. But Daniel made the Gzeir, nobody was Mekabel it. So we needed Talmidei Hashem, Talmidei Hill to go ahead and to make the Gzeir Tzim Sveitamol. Like this, people will be Mekabel. But the Gemara says, Mkain, if that's the case, my is Hadusei Derav. The way Rashi explains the Gemara, if when Daniel made the takana, nobody was mekabelit, well, if that's the case, it's not really a gzeira. Rashi is lashon. Kiven the dori like kabel minei, lav gzeirahi. So why would Rav say Daniel gazer olav? It's not Daniel gazer olav. Daniel tried to make the gzeira. Gzeira means it took off. But if it didn't take off, then it really has no value. So Frank the Gemara, what's going on over here? How could Rav say Daniel gazer olav? Rav himself said, it's from the Yudches Dvarim. Says the Gemara, Ella, you have to answer like this. Daniel gazer olav here. Daniel made the gzeira in the city. And they went and they said that it shouldn't only be usher in the city, but it should be usher in the field as well. Now, what would be the difference between a city and a field? So Rashi says, Mishum Chasnos, and this is going to play itself out on our base. Because really, the whole Gzeira of Shemen Akum was because one thing could lead to another, and we don't want a situation where maybe a Yid will end up marrying a non-Jew, which is something that he's not allowed to do. So if you're going to drink together in the city, so there's more of a chashash, it may lead to chasnos. But if it's going to happen in a field, there's a little bit less of a chashash. So it's true Daniel made the gzeira, it's true Tamid and Shami, Tamid and Hillel made the gzeira. How could that be? Once Daniel made the gzeira, why do you need to make the gzeira again? You're being gzeira on something that we already made a gzeira on? The answer is that Daniel made the gzeira in the city, and they went and they made the gzeira even in the field. Freit the Gemara Nachakash. From Yehuda Nasi, again, more popularly known to us as Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Heichi motzi lemishra takanta de Talmidei Shammai v'Hillel. How could he have been mevatel a takana of Shammai and Hillel? Vatna, didn't we learn in the Mishnah? Im bezin yochel vatel divrei bezin chaveroi, elim ken gadol emeno b'chachmu v'minyin. What happened to the problem of im bezin yochel vatel divrei bezin chaveroi, elim ken gadol emeno b'chachmu v'minyin? Now, we need to explain this kash again. This Gemara is so loaded. Every line requires Tosefes beer. And that is as follows. Shmuel asked, according to Rav, that holds Daniel Gazar Olav, how could Rabbi Yehuda see his best than Rabbi Mevatel? Ain't best than Yachal Vatel different, but Bezen Chaver, and King Gadol Melech HaKumin. Now, what was Rav's first reaction when he heard that Rabbi Yehuda see his best and was Mevatel? Deny, deny, deny. Yeah, but then he came around and he says, no, I'm asking. Okay, so Rav, how are you going to explain that? So what did Rav say? Rav said that Rabbi Yehuda see his best and didn't think that Daniel made Xayra. It's true that if they knew Daniel made the Gzeira, they would have had no places to move out. But they didn't think it. But I'd rather do think it. I don't know how to argue. But the bottom line is that it was all based on the fact that Yehuda Nasiya's Bezdin didn't think that Daniel's Bezdin made the Takara. Because had they thought and they heard that Daniel's Bezdin made the takana, they would not have been able to be mevatel. Okay, no problem. Now the Gemara said that really this gzeira wasn't just a gzeira of Daniel. It was also a gzeira of Tamid HaShamayin Hill. Tamid HaShamayin Hill took the gzeira of Daniel and they expanded on it. That's Shitas Rav. Now there's no way Rebbe didn't see his Bezdin didn't know that it was from the Yud Ches Dvarim. Everyone knew the Yud Ches Dvarim. So if everyone knew the Yud Ches Dvarim, so it's Hajar Kushal Duchte. How could Rebbe didn't see his Bezdin have undone the Yud Ches Dvarim? You want to tell me it's not fair how they undid the Takon of Daniel because they didn't think it was a Takon of Daniel? Okay, very good. That's the first half of the Yom. But the Yud Ches Dvarim they Zichah knew about. So if they knew about the Yud Ches Dvarim, weiter, how were they able to do what they did? L'chari, they're being oikud the Yud Ches Dvarim. And Tosfos adds, it's a one-line Tosfos, he brings B'Shem the Rashbam, that really this Kash of the Gemara is not only a Kash on Rav. This Kash is a Kash on Shmuel as well. Because Shmuel is also married to Yud Ches Dvarim. As much as we said the names matter, it's Rav Lishi Tosai who said it's from Yud Ches Dvarim, but Tosfos says Shmuel also holds that way. So really, this Kash is also a Kash on Shmuel. How could Rabbi Yehudah Nasi's Bezdin have undone the Takan of Shemen? What happened to the Yud Ches Dvarim? And Ein Bezdin Yochel Vatol Divrei Bezdin Chavim Ki Gadol Menu V'Chach V'Minyan. Now let's say Nachum with a Geshmak. According to Rav, till now, we thought that Rabbi Yehudah Nasi's Bezdin was able to be Yoy because they didn't know it was a Takan of Daniel. Okay, you didn't know it's Takan of Daniel, but you know it's Yud Ches Dvarim. And even according to Shmuel, it's Shmer. Because according to Shmuel, up until this point, why was Yehudah Nasi's Bezdin able to do what it did? Because it wasn't even a Gzeir. It was just based on the whole Noisa Tam Lefkam, Asin Noisa Tam Lefkam is Mutter. So the original Bezdin held Asin. They're going to be Mechadish now that it's really Mutter. Okay, but now that you're telling me it's Yud Ches Dvarim, so it's not just a Noisa Tam Lefkam Asir. It's a Gzeir. It's Mishum, Chasnos. It just got upgraded tremendously. So say according to Rav and say according to Shmuel, what's going on over here? Forget the first part of the sugya. Once you tell me it's Yud Ches Dvarim, now we kick into a whole other gear. Now it's a gzeira and ein bezin yochel vatel divrei bezin chaver elm king gadol menu v'chachmin v'oid. And the Gemara says I have a second kash, two kashes. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Chana said the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan. Chol yochel vatel bezin divrei bezin chaver. Anytime a bezin wants to be vatel divrei bezin chaver, it could. What do you mean? If it's Gadol Heimenu B'chachmu V'minyan. Chut Mishmoin Asa Davar, with the exception of 18 things, these 18 things, Shafilu Yav Eliyahu Beis Dinoi, even Eliyahu Beis Dinoi would come, Ein Shoyman Loi. The halach is we wouldn't listen. Point being that when it comes to the Yud Ches Dvarim, you can't be mevatel even if it is greater b'chachumis. If the Gemara tzvei kashas. Once you tell me that Shemit is from the Yud Ches Dvarim, what happened to Ein Bezin Yochel Vatel Divrei Bezin Chaver and King Adam B'chachum Minyan? Rebbe didn't see his Bezin was not greater b'chachum Minyan. Kasha number one. Kasha number two. Kasha number two, Yud Ches Dvarim Afilu Yove Eliyahu Beis Dinoi in Shemiloi. Now, what's so special about Yud Ches Dvarim that Afilu Yove Eliyahu Beis Dinoi in Shemiloi? So again, we'll talk about this a little bit in the rain. But Tosfos says that it's based on all the drama that took place by the Yud Ches Dvarim. The Gemara says that Yisrael Yoyim was Kashali Yisrael Kiyim Shenasa by Egel to Yerushalmi in the first Pekim Masech to Shabbos. The Rishonim bring it. The point is that it was a very bad day in the history of Klal Yisrael, and because of that, the takanas that came about were treated by future generations differently, more stringently. But the bottom line is, tzvei kashas. Number one, Yud Ches Dvarim is not greater, ein bezin yochel avatol. And number two, even if it was greater, this is from the Yud Ches Dvarim and for the Gemara. Amra Mesharshia. So Rav Mesharshia said, Mata, what's the reason that when it comes to the Yud Ches Dvarim, Afilu Yov Elio Beis Dina in Shemiloi. It's Hoylu Pasha Bisur B'Rav Yisrael. It's because the Isser of the Yud Ches Dvarim was Nispashit B'Chol Yisrael. And being that it was Nispashit, that plays a role into this idea. Shemiloi Pasha Yisuroi B'Rav Yisrael. Shemen's Isser was never Pasha B'Rav Yisrael. Amra Shmuel Bar Abba Amra Rabbi Yochanan. Yoshvu Rabbi Seinu. The Rabbi Seinu sat down. Now Rashi says, who's the Rabbi Seinu? It's Rabbi Yehudah Nasiya. It's the same Rabbi Yehudah Nasiya. Ubatku, and they did some research al Shemen, and they realized Shemen Pasha Yisuroi B'Rav Yisrael. So, number one, Mat Tam, is it that this Indian is so chomer? It's Hayulu Pasha Yisru B'Rav Yisrael. Well, in this case, it wasn't Pasha Yisru B'Rav Yisrael. Additionally, we'll see what this additionally is in a minute. The Somchu Rabbi Seinu Al Divir Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel Va Divir Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik. Chazal, or this Rabbi Seinu Rabbi Yudin Asiya was Soimich Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel and Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik Shalim. They used to say, Ingoiz, and say, Al-Tzibur Ankim Rav Tzibir Chaylum Lamed. That the only time we make a Gzeira Al-Tzibur is if Rav Hatzibur is Yechaylum Lamed. Amir Rav Adabar Ahava Micro. What's the Makar to this? So it's a Pasuk in Malachi. It says, Bameira Atem Ne'orim, Va'isi Atem Koivim, Hagoy Kuloi. So Rashi teaches what this pasuk means. Bameira atem neirim. You be mekabel gzeirois, orers and klolos. You be mekabel gzeirois. That's the part of this that we need. And despite the fact that you're being mekabel v'gzeira, you're going ahead and you're stealing. You're doing what you're not supposed to do. So you're being mekabel v'gzeira, I'm not going to do this, and then you end up doing it. Anyways, hagoy kula. Either way, this is a pasuk that talks about gzeira, and it says the word hagoy kula, and we learn from here that goy kula in iloy loy. If you have a goy kula, gavaldik. If you don't have a goy kula, then it's not considered gzeira. Bottom line, says the Gemara, you want to know how Reuven Hasidus Bezalel was able to be oikar the takon of Shemen in the version 2.0. It's from the Yudches Dvarim. And if it's from the Yudches, forget about Daniel. It's from the Yudches Dvarim. And if it's from the Yudches Dvarim, I have two problems. Problem number one, ain't Bezin Yachal Vatal Divir, Bezin Chaveh, Unki Golem, Menu Chachum Minyar. We didn't see his Bezin is not greater than the Bezin of Tamid Shami, Tamid Hill of Yudches Dvarim fame. As a result, you can't be accurate. And number two, even if it was bigger, I feel Yovel Yo Bez Dinoi when it comes to Yudches Dvarim. It's different. And the Gemara seemingly said two things. Number one, Amram Meshar Shniya. Matam hayul pasha yisur berav yisrael shemalei pasha yisur berav yisrael. Number two, v'samchu rabbi senu al diber Hashem gamliyav diber lazer rab tzadik ein goyzim gzeira la tzibur elam kein rav tzibur yichaylo melamed ba. So it sounds like it's two things. Number one, the gzeira didn't really take off, and number two, it was a gzeira she'ein rav tzibur yichaylo melamed ba, which is probably why it didn't take off. But it's two separate things. Number one, it didn't take off. Number two, it's a gzeira she'ein rav tzibur yichaylo melamed ba. If you take a look at the rishonim, struggle about what are these two things. Is it two answers? Do you need both? Right, it's like an Iba Yisema, it doesn't sound like it. Samcha Rabbi Seinu, it sounds like there's two things going on over here. So the Ritva says very gishmak. The Ritva says there were two kashas, and really these are two terutzim to the two kashas, each teretz correlating to one kasha. Says the Ritva, working backwards. The second kasha was that you should never be able to be mevatel shemen, because it's yudches dvarim. And afilu yovel yo beiz dinoi, that loch is you can't be mevatel. The answer to that is the first thing that the Gemara said. This that Yudches Dvarim has this chomer is matam hoyu pasha yisur b'rav yisrael shemalei pasha yisur b'rav yisrael. That's why you don't have a problem of the chomer of Yudches Dvarim. Now that only answers half the equation. What's still shver? It's very nice that it's not Yudches Dvarim. Eliyahu Beis Din, but Eliyahu Beis Din is not the one that was mevatel. Rabbi Yehuda Nesi's Bezin was mevatel, and the assumption is Rabbi Yehuda Nesi's Bezin was not godly menu bechachma v'minyan. So you still have a little bit of a problem over here. The answer to that is in goizim gzeira latzibur elam came roiv tzibi yichaylo melamed ba. And being that this was a gzeira she'ain roiv tzibi yichaylo melamed ba, this gzeira is a lesser gzeira. And over here, the halach is that a later bezin can be mevatel even if it's not godly menu bechachma v'minyan. So the fact that it was not Pashad Yisurei B'Rev Yisrael, that takes off the edge of the Yudches Dvar. That answers the second kasha. The fact that it was a Gzerish Ein Rev Tzibir Chayil Melamuba, that answers the first kasha. That's why there's no problem of Ein Bezin Yochel Vatel Divir Bezin Chavreel King Golden Chachem Minyan. Which means the first teret answers the second kasha, and the second teret answers the first kasha if you're keeping score at home. But the bottom line is, it was two kashas. Number one, what happened to Ein Bezin Yochel Vatel Divir Bezin Chavreel? Number two, it's Yudches Dvarim, even if it's greater Bechachem Minyan. The fact that it's greater Bechachem, the fact that it's Yudches Dvarim is not a problem. Why not? Because it wasn't Pashat Yisur B'chal Yisrael. And the fact that it's far not greater B'chal Chumim is not a problem because it was Xer She'in Rei Batzi B'chal Yisrael. Taisa speaks out that until this Gemara, you would have thought, what does it mean, Ein Gozim Gzeira Latzir Be'elm Kim Rebetzir B'chayim Lamabah? Such kind of Gzeira B'chlal. If you make a Gzeira She'en Rebetzir B'chayim Lamabah, it's not a Gzeira. You don't even have to be Mevatel. So Tosfos is Medayik that you see from here, it's the top Tosfos on Lamed Vav on the base, that when someone makes a Gzeira She'en Rebetzir B'chayim Lamabah, it's Chal the Gzeira. It's just easy to be Mevatel. So ordinarily, Ein Gozim Gzeira Latzir Be'elm Kim Rebetzir B'chayim Lamabah, in a situation like this, it's different. Meaning, ordinarily, ain't bezin yachal atal divir bezin chaver elm kegodar mena b'chachum v'minyan. But if it's a gzeira she'ain rev atzibir chayim lamedva, although the gzeira is in effect, but you don't have to conform to that. Either way, this very much concludes the first part of today's daf. So today's daf is really a tale of two sugyas. We just very much concluded the first half of it. So what's the very, very short version of the sikkum of the first part of daf? We actually sikkumed it a few times during the daf. But what's the short version? The Mishnah had said, shemen Akum is Asr. The Gemara brought a machlik is Rav and Shmuel. What the origin of the Issa Shemen Akum is? Rav said Daniel Gazar Olav. Shmuel said Zlifasan Shal Kalim Asurim. That was the version 2.0. Oisrusan. Shmuel felt that he had a compelling raya to his shita from the fact that Rehuda Nasir's Bezdin later generations went and undid this takana. That must be a raya that it was related more to Blias of Issa Veheter. and wasn't a gzeir. Why? Because if it's related to plius of a heter, so you could say that that iser is predicated on a chiddush la'alocha nois and tam lefkam is also. The later bezdin was machriya nois and tam lefkam is mutter. But if it's a gzeir of Daniel, mishum chasnos, there's no way a later bezdin should be able to be mevatel that because ein bezdin yochel vatel divrei bezdin chaveru elam ken gadol heimenu bechachum minyan. What was Rav's response? Rav's response was that really it's a gzeir of Daniel, no question in the world, and that's why I'm saying what I'm saying. Just like you, Shmuel, don't think it was. Rabbi Yehuda's person didn't either think it was. But Lamais, at the end of the day, I still think I'm right. I have every right to argue with that. I mean, I could argue with Rabbi Yehuda's person. It's true, they didn't think it, but I'm allowed to argue with them. Right? Rav is a Tanu Upolik. Certainly could argue with Rabbi Yehuda, who's an Amir. But the bottom line is that is what the what's that Gufa Talian? Whether Daniel made the Gzer, didn't make the Gzer, it's based on a passing in Daniel. Vayosim Daniel Alibay, Ashali Yiskova, Pasan Melech, Ubiye Mishtov. So clearly he took upon himself Isser Shemen. The question is, did he only do it for himself? Or was it L'chol Yisrael Haira? Did he do it for everybody else? So as it relates to the Machloik is Rav and Shmuel, right? This takana of Daniel, or is it not a takana of Daniel? How could Rav Yehuda see his bezdin be oikeret? So according to Shmuel, it was never a takana of Daniel. That's what they were able to do it. According to Rav, it was a takana of Daniel, but they didn't think it was a takana of Daniel. That's why it was okay. But the Gemara said, I have a problem. The problem is, this is also from the Yud Ches Dvarim. I mean that it's also from the Yud Ches Dvarim. Then Yud Ches Dvarim, number one, is a gzeir. And ein bezin yochel vatel divrei bezin chaveru ki gadol menu chachum minyan. And by the way, even if the gadol menu chachum minyan, this would be a problem because when it comes to Yud Ches Dvarim, filei ol beis dinoi, if they want to be mevatel it in shomilei because of the chaymer that was the Yud Ches Dvarim, like Tosfos says, all the things that took place on that day. So even if you want to tell me that there was either no takana of Daniel, or at least Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's Bezin didn't think it was a takana of Daniel, the first part of the Amen. Oh, but how are you going to explain how Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's Bezin was able to undo the takana of the Yud Ches Dvarim? And the Gemara said that really to answer these two questions, you have to say two things. Number one, it was like Pasha de Isuri B'Rav Yisrael. And the way we explained it, Alpi the Ritva, the only time Yud Ches Dvarim, you can't be Oiker, is if it's Pasha de Isuri B'Rav Yisrael. This wasn't Pasha de Isuri B'Rav Yisrael. There's still a problem. You have to be Golem and Chach Minyan. Rabbi Yehuda Bezin is not greater than the Bezin of the Tamid Shammai Tamid Hill. Teretz is, this was a Gzerish Ein Rev Atziba Yachal Amidba. Such a Gzerish Chau, but in a more mitigated way. It doesn't have the Chaymer of Ein Bezin Yachal Avatal Divri Bezin Chaveroi, Elam King Golem and Chach Minyan. The bottom line is, if you just think about this, hashkophically almost, right? High level, Rabbi Yehuda Bezin was Oiker, a Takan of Daniel. At least according to Rav, and Yud Ches Dvarim. So this chiddush of Shemen Akum being mutter, believe it or not, was actually a very, very big deal. Just before we go weiter, because it's a huge pivot now, but before we go weiter, just kedai to mention one Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is really raid for another day. We spoke about this in the last machzer, maybe not in Avodah Zarah, but at some point, it's a very yisoidi Yerushalmi. Tais brings the Yerushalmi here on the Yomid. I think it would be malpractice not to mention this Yerushalmi. Because really, in our Gemara, we have this interesting, borderline out of the ordinary exchange between Rav and Shmuel, right? It's a little feistier than most machlokes in Rav and Shmuel, right? Shmuel tells Rav, I understand, if you're right, Daniel Gazar, didn't Rav Simloi the Luda? He says, what, you're going to tell me about the Ludois, the Mezalzel and the Rabbanans, right? We spoke out when we learned the Daf. This doesn't feel very Rav-like. This is out of character, literally. So if you take a look at the Yerushalmi says as false, right here, Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta nechas l'netziven. So Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta, he's mentioned in our daf, he went to Netziv, and Ashkach Simloi Hadroimi. So in our Gemara, he's referred to as Rav Simloi the Ludoi. In Yerushalmi, he's referred to as Simloi the Droimi, the southerner. Yosef Darish, and he said the following drasha, Rebbe Ubeis Dinoi, he tiru b'shemen, that Rebbe and their bezin was Matir Shemen. So either way, Yitzchak bar Shmuel bar Marta hears this, so he goes to Bavel, and he reports back. He says, you should know that Rebbe, as Rebbe didn't see his bezin, they were Matir Shemen. Shmuel Ochal. When Shmuel heard that, he said, pass the Shemen Akum. And he ate it. Rav loy kabel alem mechel. Rav said, I'm not eating it. I'm not going to eat it. I'm looking for the Shemen Yisrael. Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel told Rav, you ready? Echoil. He said, eat. The law came, because if you don't eat, an akasav alach zokin mamre. I'm going to spread the word that you're a zokin mamre. Unbelievable. Amalei. So Rav told him, adanot hamon, ano yoda man arorole. He said, I know who the one is that spreading this word that Shemen Akam is really mutter. It's Simloi Hadroimi, right? In our Gemara, it's the Ludoi. In the Yerushalmi, it's the Droimi, right? And I'm not Mechuyev to do whatever he says. Amalei, Shmuel said, Mar B'Shem Garmei, You mean to say that some lawyer Dremi said this on his own? He didn't say it on his own. La b'shem Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. He said it over in the name of Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Either way, atrach aloy, Shmuel mamish pressured Rav until finally Rav said, "You know what? You want me to take a little bit of shemen akum gizintahay ba'achal?" And he went ahead and he ate. It's a fascinating Yerushalmi. So Rav wants to be machmer. Rav feels, I want to keep on the original takan, which according to Rav comes from the times of Daniel. But Shmuel says, no, if Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya is bez and said it's mutter, it's mutter. And he said, if you're going to be mekel, I'm going to write about you that you're a zokin mamre. Now, he's a zokin mamre. First of all, to be a zokin mamre, you need the bezin agadol. It has to be belishkas agazes. Right, it's not so pasha to just be a zokin mamre. In fact, what came to mind is the words of the Ramban that we've mentioned many times over the years in the sugya of Taner Achnoi, Barab Eliezer Agadol. The end of a very long Ramban, the Ramban says that as it relates to Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol and what went on in that famous Maisa, the Ilu Hoira LaMaisa, says the Ramban, that had Rabbi Eliezer Paskin LaMaisa, Bizman Abayis in the times of the Beis HaMikdosh, Hoyanase Zokin Mamre, he would have became a Zokin Mamre, Uleficha Chechmir Ola Berchu, and that's why they treated Rabbi Eliezer, they put him into Chem the way they put him into Chem. It's probably something along those lines that the Yerushalmi means, maybe, I don't know. But the bottom line is that this is what Shmuel tells Rav, you have no right to be Machmer. So this Yerushalmi is a very interesting Yerushalmi. What, you can't be Machmer? Is that what this means? What happened to Bal Nefesh Yachmer? Right? Wink, wink. And I'm into that. You're not allowed to be Machmer all of a sudden? Like, what's going on? You're a Zoki Mamre if you're Machmer? You know, the truth is, what came to mind was another Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi everybody knows. The one here in Abu Dazar we just mentioned, not everybody knows. But the next Yerushalmi everybody knows, because the Ramah brings it in Hilchas Sukkah. He brings it if it's raining on Sukkos. So you're a mitzvah, you're part of an asukah. But let's say you want to be machmer. So Zok de Ramah, state in Yerushalmi that if someone's potter from something and he does it anyway, he's nikra hedyet, right? It's a little Yerushalmi l'shitos, I think. Like, what are you doing? I didn't say you're potter, so it's mutter, eat it. You don't have to sit in a sukkah, but to stand in the sukkah. You're a zok in mamre. You're a nikra hedyet. But the truth is that dachreinu much a lot. You need some sort of agdar. You can't just walk away and say, oh, if something's mutter and you're mad, it's not true. There's an idea of bal nefesh yachmer. There's an idea of a machmer. It underpins all of halacha. Now, what exactly is the Agdara? So again, this is not right for today, but this Yerushalmi is the postscript to this Gemara, and it's a critical Yerushalmi. If you want one Maramakim, if you take a look at the Chidah in his Birkei Yosef, in Yerudei Simin Yud Zayin at Siv Katan Gimel, he comes up with a little bit of a Hagdara or Ayinber related raid bites. Zok the Gemara Vait, Gufa. Amar Bali, Amar Avimin Nusamish Medirav. Piton v'shamnon yenam ubnei seyam kulam mishmoina asadavrehin. So pasakum shemenakum yayinakum, also known as stam yenam, and bnei seyam shalakum. They're all asa because of shmoina asadav. Says the Gemara bnei seyam mahi. What do we mean when we say that bnei seyam are asa? Amrav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Nachman bar Yitzchak said what it means is gazru abnei seyam nida is marisas, and it means that a bas akum is considered to be a nida. Already may I resize them when they're in the crib, right? When they're clearly not old enough to be a nida. I feel like they treat it like a nida. Now, this is, by the way, a double chiddush. It's a chiddush number one, because really, Oyvedes Kechavim is not subject to Tumas Nida. Tumas Nida is unique to Jewish women. But Oyvedes Kechavim, that is a nida, in halach is not treated like a nida. So the fact that Gazrab may say nida is das alenza chiddush, and may are susan, that's like a chiddush agav chiddush. The whole perik mesech this nida called perik benoy skutim that talks about this halacha. But the bottom line is Gazru al benoy sayim nida is may are susan, and that's what it means benoy sayim. The gniva mishmei de Rav Amar, gniva in the name of Rav said kula mishum avoidus kechavim Gazru behem, that everything here that's aser, is aser mishum avedus kechavim. Now, if you look at the Rishonim, come out, all the Rishonim say the same thing. That Gniva is really saying two things. Number one, he's being chaylik on Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak said, what does Bnei Seyam mean? It means nidais me'ari susan. Says Gniva, that's not what it means. It means real Bnei Seyam. Meaning, just like pasakum means, you're not allowed to eat pasakum, shemenakum, yeinakum. Bnei Seyam means, as an iser, arayas. What specifically the Gemara is going to talk about that. But it's like some arayas to geisr. It doesn't mean that their dam is dam nido, or that they would even be asr me'aris. It's not what's going on over here. Additionally, what he said is that kulon, all four of these things mentioned, piton, shamnon, yeyem, bnei seyem, they all trace themselves back to avodah zarah. Now, as it relates to that second thing that emerges from gniva mishmei derav, the Gemara says, the chiyos, rav achabar adam, rav yitzchok, gazru al piton, mishum, shamnon, that if you want to know more of the genesis of these four things. Peter Sham Lenyenam Ubnaiseyam. Chazal what goes around Pas Akum, so you shouldn't come to eat Shemen Akum. Afraid to my made the Shemen mi Pas. It sounds like eating Shemen Akum is worse than eating Pas Akum. So don't eat Pas Akum, because if you eat Pas, you might eat Shemen Akum. Why should one worse be worse than the other? Ella al pitan v'shamen. The way you have to read it is they were going there sayan pas and on shamen mishum yena. So you shouldn't come to drink wine. Va'yena mishum neisem and yena mishum neisem. Now why is wine more chomer than pitan v'shamen? Because yayin can bring a person l'dei b'neisem much more than pas would and then shamen was. If you look at Rashi, it's the fourth line. Shayayin boyer boy. Yain burns inside a person. Right? It can create tremendous taiva. That's something that yain has the ability to do. So they said, we don't want you to drink wine of an akum because that could lead to arayas. As a result, no pas and shemen, right? No pas and shemen mishum yainam. Va'yainam mishum b'naysayim. And val b'naysayim. Why is b'naysayim so chamer? So you'll say, what do you mean? Of course it's so chamer. True, of course, it's chamer because of the obvious reason it's chamer, but it's even more chamer than that. Mishum davar achar, and that's because of davar achar. What's a davar achar? It's like Rashi avoidas alilim because of avoidas zara. Because if you're gonna marry into the goyim, then eventually you'll start worshiping their getchkes. Additionally, the al davar achar, Chazal also made a takana on davar achar. Mishum davar achar. Now those two davar achars are not avoidas zara. So again, al bnei seim mishum davar achar. So what's the davaracha mishum davaracha? That's going to be the beginning of tomorrow's daf. But either way, says the Gemara that piton, shamnon, yenom, and b'nai seyem are all from the Shmoyna Asa davar. What is b'nai seyem? Rav Nachum Yitzchak said, nidois me'ari susan. Geniva mishmei derav said that it means real b'nai seyem. Wasn't real b'nai seyem, it means some sort of arise. Freit the Gemara, the obvious kasha. B'nai seyem, deiraisi. B'nai seyem, that's an issa deiraisi. I mean, the bishop according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, what does b'nai seyem mean? He was mechadash in issa nida. Okay, that's not a din deiraisi, that's very much yud ches dvar. But if b'nai seyem means something arise related, that's a din deiraisi. If it's a din deiraisi, so what's going on over here? So the Gemara now is going to take several stabs, many, many different attempts, trying to explain what exactly the takana of b'nai seyem might have mean. We're going to go through this a little bit quickly with the disclaimer that really every line here is a sugya. Every line is Baruch Hashem raid bites. So much going on in these next 15, 20 lines that we're about to learn, but we have no choice. We have to do what we do. So again, says the Gemara, Kasho, B'nai Seyem, according to the B'Shmei Derav, that's a Yudchas Dvarm, isn't that a Din Dei Raiso? Now, how do you know from the Torah that a Yid is not allowed to marry Oyvedes Kechavim Dechsev? Loi Tischatim Bam. Right? It says it's a Mefurish Pasuk in the Torah. Loi Tischatim Bam. And the Gemara, Dei Raiso Zayin Umos. That Pasuk, if you look a little bit more carefully, is talking about the Zayin Umos that were living in Eretz Canaan at the time that Yid then entered the land. Then there was an Isloi Tischatim. Not just that, you had to kill them. But the other umoys doesn't relate to. So the Yudches Dvarim came, the Tamid Hashami came, the Gaza, and they made a Xerah, even for other Oivde Kechavim. So it's true, the Iker Isser B'nai Seyem has a Makar in the Torah, like the Schat, but that's only the Zayin umoys. What about all the other umoys? That's a Chiddush of Tamid Hashami. We know his Dairish time in the Kro. And he said, if you look at the Pasuk says, why shouldn't you intermarry with the Zayin umoys? You shouldn't intermarry with them because if you're going to, then you may end up doing their Avodah Zarah. So say Rav Shimon bar Yochai, aha, I'm Beirish time in the crow. If the reason is related to Avodah Zarah, so it's true for all of the Avodah Zarah. The rabbis kol ha-mesirois, any person that may cause you to stray and eventually be Avodah Zarah is going to be included. That means the Iker Issa Deirais is not only the Zayin Umois, it's true for all the Umois. So what's going on over here? It's Vaita Deirais, as the Gemara says, you're right. El Deirais Ishus, Derechasas. Mid Deirais, it says, like the Schatim Bam, thou shalt not get married. They were mechadish even znos. Freit the Gemara is znos nami. Tamidei shami tamidei hilo. When mechadish that there's an issa to be mezana, not derech ishus, not derech asnos. The chayra znos comes from the bezdin of shame. Beis dinoy shall shame gazer. The pasuk says vayemir Yehuda hitziyah v'tisarif. So the context over there is Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda thinks that Tamar was mezana, and as a result, she's chayv shreifa. Now, truth is, this gemara is a little bit of a hard gemara to understand because what are we saying now? We're saying that the iser for yid to be boil with an oivedes kechavim that comes from shame. Where do you see it? Because Tamar is about to get shreifa. Oh, must be because what? Tamar's a yid, and you know Yehuda doesn't chap that he's the one, right? But you. Tamar's a yid and she was boiled to a non-yid. Who's a yid and a non-yid in the times of Tamar? This gets involved in the Prashas Drachim, you know, Drosh Aleph, whether the others who kept calling Tergul, actually, they have a din of Yisrael, they have a din of Benech, but this is like a line in Talmud Bavli here that seems to scream this a little. But either way, says the Gemara, Nus Nami, Bedeistinoi shall shame Gazru, Dechsevayemi, who died to you. But the Gemara says no. Elo de Raiso Evikachavam Ababas Yisrael, the Moshcha Basre. Even Bezdinoi shall shame, that were Gozer, their gzera was only an ovek echavim that's ba and a bas yisrael, like the story of Tamar, where she's the proverbial bas yisrael there. And the reason is because she is going to be nimshach basrei. We're assuming that he calls the shots, and as a result, if he's an ovek avaydazara, she'll end up being ovek avaydazara av yisrael ba avedes kechavim loy. But as it relates to a yid that's ba and an avedes kechavim, where he's the yid and she's the avedes kechavim, you would think that if it's only derech snus, it might not lead to avaydazara. Now, if it's derech chasnus, they're married, their mamash living under the same roof, they have a family together. Okay, so that's a whole different story. But to the extent that it's just derech, you would have thought it's not aser, so that's not included in the iser of shame. Aser in ugozer afil yisrael ba'al avedus kechavim. So again, alts the iser dayraisa that's zayin umois, and even according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, but it's only derech chasas derech ishos. I beis dina shal shame, beis dina shal shame is where she's the Jew. But what about if he's the Jew? That was the chiddush of the Talmid Shami. But the Gemara says I still have a problem with this. Why? Because Yisrael haba alo avedus kechavim halacha l'moishem yisinai. This is halacha l'moishem yisinai. Based on Allah, so it's still a Tamidish Shama and Tamidahu Machadishes Pinchas. But Allah's Ben Harna Koyin already in the midbar took care of business. He already shtal davek this halacha kanoim poigabai, which means it's aser. So what do you mean that being mechadish this? So we know from kanoim poigabai. Elo the Gemara says da iraisa. You're right. Halacha lemoish misina is only befarhesya. Uka maestray like the story of Zimri. Right? Kanoim poigabai is only what happens the befarhesya. Vase inu tamid shamet hill came and they were geizer afilu bitzina. They were mechadish. But the Gemara says bitzina nami bitzina shel chashmoi na ikazar. It's true. It's not a pasuk in the Torah. Derech's nos with a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, betzina. It's not even implied from the pasuk in the Torah, meaning even according to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, that's the Irish time of the cross. It's not from the Bezdin of shame, and it's not the Halacha L'moish Misina of Kanoim Poigabai, but it's still before the Talmid of Shami Behil. You know why? Because it comes from the Bezdin of the Chashmoinoim. Yeah, those Chashmoinoim. What's happened with those Chashmoinoim? The Chiyaser Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi came from Yisrael to Bavli. He said, "Bezin shel chashmenayim gazru." The bezin of chashmenayim were gozer. That Yisrael abba alo avedes kechavim chayev. Yisrael that spawn avedes kechavim is chayev mishum nashga. Ki aser Ravin amar. Right, Rav Dimi and Ravin, they always seem to have a little discrepancy in their testimony. It's classic. So Rav Dimi says nashga, and what did Ravin say? It's not nashga. It's nashgas. So what do these things even mean? So there's some long Rashi's over here, and Rashi says as follows: Nashka is Rosh Tevis. The Nun stands for Nida. That if a Yid is ba on any Yehudis who's a Nida, even though really there's no Nida, but he's going to be over the Isser Nida. Not only over Chayev. Right? We're showing him struggle. What's Chayev mean? Chayev what? Chavkaris, maybe Malkus. It's only the Rabbanan, like a smartest maybe. This is something the Rishonim talk about. But it says not just Aser, it says Chayev. But that's when Nida means Shifcha, in the event that she's a Shifcha, so you'll be over the Isser Shifcha. Gimel means Goya, that there's going to be an Isser, just to be Mazana with her, just an Isser Goya. And Aleph stands for Eish Hashish. If she's married, there's even going to be an Isser Eish Hashish. Ravin said that I heard it a little bit differently. I heard Nida Shifcha Goya, but not Aleph for Eish Hashish, but rather Zion for Zoyna. Meaning, if a Yid is Ba on a married non-Jewish woman, there's no new derabbanon mi beis chashmoinoy de Isser Eish Hashish. But what there is an Isser Zoyna. Where does that apply? It applies to a Kayin. If a Kayin would be born, it would be as if he was born a Zayna. We know Kayin is not allowed to marry a Zayna. There's a special law for that. So that's what it means, Chai. But the bottom line is, we have Gimel, which means Goya. And even Shin, Ayin Rashi, maybe is related to this. But for sure, Gimel, which is Goya. You see, there's an Isis Nus. So again, how could you tell me that where was it Negeya? The Talmidei Shami, Talmidei Hillel. It was Negeya, a Yid that's born a Goya, Bitsina. So again, it's not Derech Hasnos, it's not Derech Ishos, it's not even Befarhesya. So it has nothing to do with Allah HaMesh Messina, it's the Reis, it has nothing to do with the Bezdin of Shem. But rather, it's only... The problem is, this is still something that has an earlier makar. It comes from the bezin of the chashmei noyim. So the Gemara says, ki gozru bezin shel chashmei noyim bia. Avo yichud loy. Has to be that p'nei seyen taka doesn't mean bia. Because bia, even that permutation was already addressed by the bezin of the chashmei noyim. But what was never addressed was yichud. Also inu gozru afilu yichud. So Bnei Seyem means an Issa Yichud. Right, the Gemara, Yichud Nami, Beis Dinoy Shel David Gaz. A lot of Bezdins here. But he had the Bezdin of David HaMelech. Omer Rav Yehuda Bais HaShah, Gazrael Yichud. So what's Bais HaShah? Rashi says, Maisa Amnon V'Toma. So we learned this together not so long ago. Masechtas Sanhedrin Amnon and Toma, right? They were the children of David and a Maisa happened. But the bottom line is that Bais HaShah, Gazrael Yichud. So again, how could you tell me Yichud? L'chayra, Yichud is not Yotches Dvarim. The Issa Yichud traces itself back already to David HaMelech. Amri, Hasam Yichud Abbas Yisrael. Ava Yichud Da'ivedes Kechavim Loi. Vas Inu Gazru Afilu A Yichud Da'ivedes Kechavim. David HaMelech was Mechadash Yichud. Aba Yichud Metayid. Yichud Metagoy. That's already a Chiddush Tamid Hashan. But the Gemara says, is that true? Yichud Abbas Yisrael. They write, how are you telling that David HaMelech was Mechadash Yichud with a Yid? Can't be, because Yichud with a Yid is really a Din Dei Raisna. And if that's the case, Baal Karchach David was Mechadish, Yichud with a Goy, which is Hadra Kushal Duchin. Now, how do you know Yichud with a Yid is Dei Raisa? Tam Rab Yoichinom, Yishum Rab Shimin Ben Yehoi Tzadik, Rebbe's Lichim Menatar Minayim. What's a remnant to Yichud Menatar? Shemem, the Pasuk says, Ki Yosischa Ochicha Ben Imecha. Right, we're worried that your mother's son may go and may be Mesis. Why would your mother's son be Mesis you as opposed to your father's son? Elo, I'll tell you why. Because a person can live together with his mother. Hence, he could be living together with his mother's son who might be Mesis him. But you may not be able to live with your father. Because if your father's married to another woman, that woman is your Eishes Av who's an Erva, and you would not be able to now live with his son. But the point is that from here, there's a remes, right? There's only a remes. Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha, this is a remes to Yichud Menater. So again, what's the kasha? How could you tell me that the Yudches Dvarim was Mechadish? What? Was Mechadish Yichud? Yichud is David HaMelech. And for the Gemara, David HaMelech was a Bas Yisrael. Will be Mechadish Avedes Kechavim. Can't be David HaMelech is Bas Yisrael, because Bas Yisrael is Deiraisa. So Makar David HaMelech is from Avedes Kechavim. So Hadra Kushal Duchli, what was to me David Shammai, to me the Hill of Mechadish? And for the Gemara, Yichud Deiraisa Deishas Ish. Nah. It's true, there's a remes Yichud Menater. Because it says, Ki Yosischa Achicha Ben Imecha. But that's only an Ishas Ish. Or, not Eishas Ish, Dafka say the Rishonim, but all Arayos. For also David came, for Gazer, and he was Gazer, Afilu Ayichud de Pnuyo. For also Tamide Bishamai, Ubeisilu, Gazer, Afilu Ayichud de Oivedes, Kechavim, Adkan. So you want to know what the B'nai saying was? It was Yichud. Yichud, what do you mean, David HaMelech? David HaMelech was for a Bas Yisrael. Bas Yisrael's Dei Raisa. Bas Yisrael, that's Dei Raisa, that's an Erva, like he is Sischa. Ochicha ben imecha, mother, eshes avicha, these are real arayas. That's the arayas that the Geshmuz as it relates to Yichud. David HaMelech was mechadish, even a pnuya, tamid hasham, tamid hahil, was mechadish, even a oivedes koichavim. So what's the bottom line? What's the sikum of this last part of the daf? I'm not going through the whole cheshbon, but the sikum of this part of the daf is that piton, Shamnam, Yenam, and Bnei Seyem, Akulam, Yishmoyna, Asadav. The question is, what does Bnei Seyem even mean? Again, more about this in tomorrow's that. But what does Bnei Seyem for the moment even mean? It's a machlokes. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, it means, Gazra Bnei Seyem, Nidois, Meyari, Susan, Gneva, Mishmei, Derav, said that it's related to a real Bnei Seyem, some Arayas, the Geinyan. What? That you can't marry them? That's a pasuk in the Torah, you know, Loites Chatimbam. That you can't marry outside of the Zayin Umayis, according to Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we know that anyways, because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is Derech Taima Dekra. Derech Snus is either from the Bezdin of Shame, or at the very least, it's Kanoim Poigim. Oh, you're going to tell me, maybe it's Kanoim Poigim Boy, but Kanoim Poigim Boy is only Befer Hesya. Maybe this is Betzina. Okay, but it's from the Bezdin of the Chashmoyna. Or maybe you tell me it's Yichud. Yichud's Dereisa, it's Bezdina Shaldavit. What's the maskana? The maskana is, it's Yichud Taka. It's Yichud, because everything else was already addressed during previous generations. It's Yichud. It's Yichud with an Oivedes Kechavim. So as it relates to Raid, going back to the first part of the daf, as promised. So really, if you were going to name the first part of the daf, like what's the topic of the sugya, it's the concept of Ein Bezin Yochel Vatel Divri Bezin Chavera Elam Ken Gadol Emenu B'Chachma V'Minyin. And really, more pointedly, when yes and when not. Right? Meaning, as much as everyone knows the Mishnah, but you see from the sugya that there's a lot of different carve-outs. Number one, in the original machloikis between Rav and Shmuel. So Shmuel told Rav that according to you, that Shem and Daniel Gazar Olav, Ein Bezen Yochel Vatel Divir Bezen Chaveri, Elm King Godel Emeneh B'chachman V'minyan. But according to me, that's Lifasin Shalkelem Asurin Oisrasan, well, a later Bezen has the right to be Mechadish, that Nois and Tam Lefkam is not Aser, but that Nois and Tam Lefkam is Mutter. And the question that we spoke at in the Daf, we made a big deal about this, I don't understand, if Ein Bezen Yochel Vatel Divir Bezen Chaveri, Elm King Godel Emeneh B'chachman V'minyan, so Mali if it's Daniel Gazar, Mali if it's Nois and Tam Lefkam is Aser. So you see already that it's not so poshut. Another thing we saw is that there's a special carve-out for the Yudches Dvarim. Another thing that we saw is that the only time there's a special carve-out for Yudches Dvarim is if it's Nespashet Yisurei B'Rav Yisrael. Another thing that we saw is that in the event that Bezin would make a Gzeira, She'ein Rav Atzibah Yechayim Lamed, by the way, Tosis learned the Gemara, the Gzeira would be Chal, but a later Bezin would be able to mevatel it, even if it's not greater mimeno bechachmo v'minyan. So again, ein Bezin yachal levatel divrei Bezin chaveroi, but there's also a lot of things flying around over here, and this is something that requires some level of codification, right? It just needs to be systemized a little bit better so we could try to walk away with a davar mesoyim. And of course, as always, there's no better place to look when you want Seder in such an inyan than in the Rambam's Yad Chazaka. Specifically, it's in Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Beis. So we're going to go through now three halachas in the Rambam. Hilchas Mamrim, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, Halacha Beis, and Halacha Gimel. Now, my disclaimer before we start this is that there are monster kesef mishnas and radvazes on these Rambams, and really this is something that requires going through many sugis and shas with Rishayim. Not just this sugi, many sugis and shas, but we're going to do the shortest version possible. Zokti Rambam, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph. Bez din ha-gadol, she-darshu ba-achas min ha-midois, kefi ma-shenire be-ineyem, shadin kach, ve-donudin. So if the Bez din ha-gadol would go, and they would be Dairish, one of the midois shatarin adreshes behem, right? Rabbi Shmuel loyme, v'shloichesre midois. We know there's another brisa that says, Lamid Beis Midois. So if the Bezin HaGadol would go and they would be Dairish Pachas Menah Midois. V'omad Acharei in Bezin Acher. Then a later Bezin would come. V'nir Le Tam Achal Lista Roisei Adin. And they feel like they want to contradict. They want to be Soyser that Halacha. Harezeh Soyser V'don Kefi Mashiir Be'ena. If they want to do this, this is something that L'chatchila they have a right to do. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, El HaShoyfeit Asheyiye Bayomim Ohem, Ein Atochayiv Loleches Ela Achav Bezdin Shebedarcha. Yet is supposed to ask a shayla to the Bezdin of his generation. That's who you're mechuyiv to go to. And you're not mechuyiv to go to a Bezdin from a Friya Digadar. Your Bezdin gets to decide what the halacha should be. And it's for that reason, if a later Bezdin decides to contradict something that a previous Bezdin said, this is something that there are allowed to do. Halacha Beis. Bezdin shegazru gzeira. Bezdin that made a gzeira. Or yeskinu takana. Or they made a takana. Then higu minig. Or they instituted a minig. Uposha kol adava b'chol Yisrael. And this minig took root and it spread throughout Klal Yisrael. And then a later Bezdin came and they want to be mevatel the Rishon. And they want to undo the takon of the gzeira of the minik. They can't. Unless they're going to be greater than the previous Bezdin. Even if the underlying reason for the original takon would be bottle, doesn't matter. Einu achroinim yecholim levatol ad shiyah gedoyle mehem. In the event, says the Rambam, there was a takona, there was a gzera, there was a minig, and now a later Bezin wants to be mevatel. Now it's not so simple. Ein atochayev lo leches ela acher Bezin shebedarcha. Now you need that later Bezin should be god of a chacham of a minyan, and if you're only greater on one, that in and of itself is not going to be okay. Now, the Rambam asks the obvious kasha. V'heich yu gedoyle meminyan. I understand how a later Bezin could be god of a chachma, but how could it be god of a minyan? Hayu v'chol Bezin a Bezin shal shivim v'echadu. Isn't every Bezin made up of 71? Says the Rambam, ze minyan chachmi ador she'eskimu v'kiblu adava she'amru Bezin agadav leichol kubay. What does it mean, god of a minyan? The amount of people that were actually makabel and received and accepted this halacha. Now, this part of the Rambam we spoke about not long ago, a few weeks ago. Masechet Tzvei Dezor, Dav Zayin, we spoke out an epic shtickle from Rabbi Reuven Margolis, who suggested maybe a little bit of a different shot on what it means, Gadol Heimenu B'Minyan. Right, the Rambam says, more people derived, by the way, on this Mishnah of Ein Bezin Yachalavata, which is a Masechtas Idias, says that if the Av Bezin is older, right, the older Bezdin, they're the ones, which is a very interesting halacha, right? I understand there's an idea of Atzas Kenim, of a fart that in halacha, Chachapanav Kamino, which Bezdin is biologically older? That's a little bit of a chidra. Reuven Golis wanted to say that it could be depends on the majority, right? There's a majority and there's a supermajority. But either way, this is what the Rambam says. Halacha Gimel. Ba'medvar Mamurim, when is this true? Bedvarim Shalai Asru Oysam Kedei Lassis Siyok. We're Chazal went and they made a takana or a gzeira, but they didn't do it to make a siag. Ela b'shar dinei Torah. They stam went to make some din. Avol dvarim shor bezin ligzar oid lesser oisam lasa siag. But in the event that bezin is doing what they're doing to make a siag, then in pashad isurim b'chol yisrael, if the issue was in spasha b'chol yisrael, in bezin agadol achi yochel la'akron or la'hatiron, afilu hayugadol mishaynim. Then the later bezin would not be able to be mevatel, even if they were greater than the rishaynim. So if you do a sikum on the Rambam has three categories. Halacha Aleph is category one, Halacha Beis is category two, Halacha Gimel is category three. Very, very neat. And the three categories are three different types of takonos, quote-unquote, using that word loosely, that Chazal would make. We are right now, if a later Bezin wants to undo it, can they or can they not? Now, we don't appreciate how important these halachas are, maybe, but like if you study the history of Chazals and Minhagim, I mean, it's really playing itself out in these halachas in the Rambam. So this is so yisoidi. It underpins a lot of who we are and what we do. But the bottom line is, says the Rambam, I have three categories. Category number one is when Beis Din made a drasha, and because of that drasha, they paskin the halacha. If Beis Din does that, and a later Beis Din wants to go and be mevatel that, gizuntahet, that is something that absolutely positively a later Beis Din would be allowed to do. And there's no rules and regulations of Ein Bezin Yachalavatel Divrei Bezin Chaveiroi Elam Ken Gadol Emenu B'Chachav Minyan. The second category is where Bezin didn't paskin halacha based on alumdis, but rather Gazru Gzeiros Kinu Takonin Higu Minik. That's the Mishnah. Ein Bezin Yachalavatel Divrei Bezin Chaveiroi Chachav Minyan. If it's Gadol Emenu B'Chachav Minyan, the Ram gives you a pshat. What minyan mean? Then you could, if not, not. The third category is where it was a gzeira, it was a takana, it was a minik, but it was kedei lasis siyog l'tayr. If it was kedei lasis siyog l'tayr, then even if it's greater b'chachmu v'minyan, still you wouldn't be able to be geiser. These are the three categories. So let's take it from the top one more time, this time a little more carefully. The first category is bezin agadol shadarshu ba'achas min amidos kifim machinir beinem shadin kach v'donu din. If a later bezin says, I hold not that way, and I want to change the halacha, gizun tehe, al zeh nemar el ha-shoifet ha-shir b'yom ha-mehem en ha-tochayv l'olechas al-acher bezin shabedarcha, right, yivtach b'dayri kishmu b'dayri. What's the makar to category one in the Rambam? We have to get this. What's the makar to the first category in the Rambam? It's Amalei Shmuel Rav, Bishloim Elididi, that I hold Shemen, is Lifosan Shol Kelim Asurin Oisrusan. So that explains why a later Bez was able to change it, because it comes out the Takana of Shemen is based on a din. What's the din? That Noisan Tamlif Gam is a problem. And we're going to be chaylik on that din, which is something that we have a right. I would not as greater than Yiftach b'dayrei k'shmul b'dayrei. Nope, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah b'dayrei k'daniel b'dayrei. Right, that's not a problem. We have every right to do that. So, and there's no violation of Ein Bezin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezin Chaveiroi K'gadol Emenu B'Chachmu Minyan. So really, where do you see the Makar to the Rambam? It's from those words, Pasha. You see it in the Gemara. It jumps off the page. Amalei Shmuel Rav Bishloi Melidi Didam. You know, that's Halacha Aleph in the Rambam. What's Halacha Beis in the Rambam? That if there's a Gzeira, if there's a Takana, there's a Minig, then you have Ein Bezin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezin Chaveiroi. That's the Gemara. That's Shmuel's Kasha to Rav. Be'elu the Didach that what Daniel Gozar. It's not based on the din of Nois and Tam Lufka. It was as a gzeira. What's the gzeira? We know what the gzeira is. We learned Amid Beis. Mishum B'nai Seyem. It's a gzeira Mishum Chasnos. You can't change that. No one can be like that. Unless you got the man of a Chachm of a Minyan. Well, we've been to see his Bez. It's not got the man of a Chachm of a Minyan. And as a result, it's going to be out. So really, that Shakla Vatayah, these words, Amalei Shmuel Rav, Bishlami Lididid Aminis Lifasurken, Moisson, Oisson, Heinrich Yasser, Rav Yisrael, Elo Dididach, the Amr Daniel Gazer, all of Daniel Gazer, Osra, Buda Nossi, and Mavakale, those words, Advarim Oim de Brumishalayim, and they make up the Makar to the Rambam's Allah, 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 Beis, Imperic Beis, and Lokasman. What's the Makar to Allah Gimel? Allah Gimel, but Medvar Mamur, and Bidvarm Shalay, Osra, Oisson, they last a Siog. But if it was a Siog, then it's already different. Says the Kesef Mishnah, says the Radvaz. It's Pasha what the Makar to Halacha Gimel is. It's the Yud Ches Dvar. When Yud Ches Dvarim is only Yud, Rambam didn't even say a word about the Yud Ches Dvarim. True. But the Rambam must have been chaylik with the Bali Toysfus, who said that the Yud Ches Dvarim were unique. We spoke at this Toysfus twice because of the terrible things that surrounded the Yud Ches Dvarim. Vaisa is the Rambam held, it's not a din in the Yud Ches Dvarim. But rather, any takana that's similar in nature to the Yud Ches Dvarim is going to be bound by the same halacha. What's a takana that's similar to the Yud Ches? Meaning, what's unique about Yud Ches Dvarim? Yud Ches Dvarim was made kedei lasis yog. And being that it was done kedei lasis yog, anytime it's kedei lasis yog, this halacha is going to apply. And being that you see, but the Yud Ches Dvarim, which was kedei lasis yog, afil aliyahu beis dinoi, that's why the Rambam says that in Pashat Yisurim b'chol Yisrael, in bezdin hagadol acha yochel la'akrum la'atiran, afilu hoyu gadol on Yerushalayim. This is something that you would never be able to be accurate. Either way, the Rambam's makar all comes from the first half of today's daf, but this is the way the Rambam categorizes three things. Now, there's one thing that's very not clear in the Rambam, which is astonishing, because how could a Rambam not be clear, right? I mean, especially when the Rambam's codifying. Especially a diak in the Rambam, sometimes we say super duper lumdus, you know, but dvarim atikin. But this, the Rambam's coming to make it clear. And it's a little unclear. You know what's a little bit unclear? What's the difference between category 2 and 3? What is the definition of a siyok? Rambam doesn't explain. It's mamash apella. I saw this as Zalman and Eben Ozel. So he sets up the Rambam very beautifully. He says, aval Rambam loy beer. What is the difference between a gzera that involves a siyok and a gzera that doesn't involve a siyok? I think the pasha, I discussed this with a big time chachm yesterday. The pasha pshat seems to be, a gzera las a siyok means, well, you're not just making a gzera, you're making a gzera to protect an issa deiraisa. So you're worried that if we don't make this gzera, we're going to start violating deiraisa. Right, you're going to come to do Avodah Zarah, you're going to come to Lidei Chasnos. As a result, we have to be Geizer on Pitam V'Shamlan. As opposed to a Gzeira that's not here necessarily to make a Shmira, a fence around the Nisa Deiraisa, it's just a Gzeira Ba'alma for whatever reason. That not. I mean, you think of a Gzeira by its very, just the title of the word, it sounds like it's a Gzeira or through something else, right? So again, this is not a simple Indian, and it's above my pay grade. But I'll call upon him. That's the Pasha Pasha. My cash is on this, but it's still the Pasha Pasha. The bottom line is, and again, the Rambam seems to be saying something Pasha, because he's like codifying it. So it has, it's like Kitzur Shulchan Aruch level. It has to be Pasha. There's no question in the world. The bottom line is, thus is really the first part of this raid. But as it relates to part two, I want to talk about something that we've spoken about in the past. The Im Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush, and it's Dover Be'itay Matoif. And that is the Kesef Mishnah right here. It's on Halacha Aleph, asks a very, very famous kasha, and that is, if the Rambam says that a bezdin that paskins a halacha, simply because they think that's the halacha, they all noisen tam lefgam is a problem. Then if a later bezdin wants to come and say that noisen tam lefgam is mutter, they have every right in the world to do so. Even if they have no shaychis in terms of chachma and minyan to the previous bezdin. Break the Kesef Mishnah, if that's the case, I don't understand Talmud Bavli 101. I have a kash on the whole Shas. You don't get that every day. I have a kash on what? On Shas, which goes the whole Shas. From Me'ei Masai until the end. I have a kash on every single Gemara in Shas. Why? Because what underpins Talmud Bavli? You have Tanom and Amiram. And everyone knows that Amiram can't argue with a Tana, right? Tiuftas, like Amira can argue with a Tan. There's 9 million Gemaras that scream that. Freit the Kesef Mishnah. Why? Now I always assume because ain't bezin yochel vatal divi bezin chaveret. But if the Rambam says in category one that if it's based on din, it's based on ayo pshat zaze and diol pshat zaze, we could argue all day every day. And again, yiftach b'dayrus kishmu b'dayrai. Rabbi Yehudin see b'dayrus kidaniel b'dayrai. Well, if that's the case, so why can't an Amira? Why can't Rabbi Yochanan argue with Rabbi Akiva? What's posh pshat? What's posh? Now, you want to tell me that halacha will be with Rabbi Akiva? Besedin, halacha, I have no problem with that. But he can't argue. Tuf to the Gemara always says. What's going on over here? What's posh of Shah? Zoyfrek the Kesef Mishnah. So the Kesef Mishnah says a Dov Nifla. He says, quote, the Efshel Loimar, Shemiyoim Chasimus HaMishnah, that from the day that the Mishnah was sealed off, Kimu Vikiblu, Chazal wa Mekayim and Mekabel, Shebedoiroi so Achroinim, that the later generations will not be chaylik on the Rishonim. V'chein osu gam b'chassimus ha-Talmud, they did it a second time b'chassimus ha-Talmud, shem yoyim shenechtam le'nitin reshus l'shum adam l'achakal. Abba says, the Kesef Mishnah, that the truth is, there's no reason that an Amora shouldn't be able to argue with a Tana. And that would undermine the whole Shas. Stating that, kimu v'kiblu, shedoyrus ha-Achroinim le'achloiku al Rishonim, and when did that happen? That happened from the time of the chassimus ha-Talmud. Me'inyan le'inyan, Rabbi Chanan, He brings that he once asked Rav Chaim Brisker, his Rebbe, a kasha similar to the Kasha Mishnah's kasha, Ayin Shom. Just the quip from Rav Chaim, the Heshiv. Rav Chaim said, "The Be'emes gam Amoira yesh b'koychay lach le'galtana. Avadan Amoira kin dingzach with a Tana." Now, he didn't bring this Rambam, but of course he's coming from this Rambam. If an Amoira wants to argue with a Tana, Amoira has a right to argue with a Tana. V'hodem oisvin on tiyuftim et Tanoi l'Amoira. So said Rav Chaim, this is so classic Rav Chaim, how come throughout Shas you find there are Amoiram that are asking tiyuft, or asking tiyuftas and Amoiram from Tanoam, who mishum da Amoira enoi choylikal Tana? It's not because he doesn't have the license. He has the license. I have the credentials. 100%. But he wouldn't do it. And we assume that v'ilu yoda divrei atana v'yhoyu chaylik golov. He wouldn't have been chaylik. Abba Reb Chaim said, b'mokim shechaylik lehedya. But if an Amoyer argues with a tana lehedya, it can't zechdingin. And by the way, actually is halacha k'mois. Akandvar. This is what I heard from Reb Chaim. That Reb Chaim said that this, that throughout Shas, is always a tiyufta when Amoyer argues with a tana. It's like, it's not that he doesn't have the right. He has the right to, but he wouldn't do it. And the reason Amoyer asked tiyufta is because, to the extent, Rabbi Yochanan said something, oh, we have a brisa not that way, so for sure he would have been chayzer, and that's why it's a tiyufta, not because of feltim and credentials. It's a little different than the Kasha Mishnah. Kasha Mishnah says kimu v'kiblum yom chsimas atalmud that the Tamara would never argue with the Tanon. Reb Chaim Brisker said a different nosach that batsim they could, it's just they wouldn't. Similar, but the bottom line is there was some sort of kimu v'kiblu that happened yom chsimas hamishnah, that once the Mishnah got sealed off. At that point, they said, "Amiram, I'm not going to argue with Tanon anymore." So I just want to be mazbe this in. Again, this is Ray that we've spoken about in the past many times. But the aim base medrash, but like chiddush, just with a little bit of an introduction, and that is, the Mishnah in the end of Masechtas Soita says, "The Shemais Rebbe, when Rebbe left the world, batal anova v'yiras chet." The Gemara, it's the second to last line of Soita. Mem Tes Amid Bey says, "Mishemais Rebbe huchbalut tzaros." Then when Rebbe passed away, huchbalut tzaros. And I think it's very awesome. What does it mean, huchbalut tzaros? Right, the word huchbalut sounds like the tzaros doubled. Right, the tzaros doubled all of a sudden. What does it mean? They doubled. Huchbalu niloshin. There were more tzaros after Rebbe left the world. Right, we know Rebbe had a very close relationship with Antoninus. We learned Gemara's on Dafyur and Dafyur Aleph here, Masech Tzavei Dezor. If you remember, Antoninus gives Rebbe all this money, and Rebbe says, "Don't worry about it, I don't need this money." He says, "Yeah, but I know future generations, we're not going to get along, you know, the way we get along right now. And as a result, keep this money. It's like this, when they tax you, you'll have money to pay from." He already foresaw how this was going to play itself out. And that's what's being said here in this Gemara. The Shemais Rebbe Huchbalu Tzaros. But the question is, what does it mean? Huchbalu literally is Miloshin Kefal. It sounds like the Tzar is doubled. What does it mean that the Tzar is doubled? So we once said, and by the way, we said this in Holoshav. We had the schus to say this in the Shach Shul in Holoshav when we went together as a Chabura. That could be Pshat is that we know the Gemara says in Mesechtis Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We learned this together also, not so long ago. Tana Devei Liyo, Sheishas Alofim Shana Hava Oilam. The world was created for 6,000 years. Shnei Alofim Tayu. The first 2,000 years, the world was Tayu. Shnei Alofim Tayu. The second set of 2,000 years, there was Tayra. And Shnei Alofim Yemois HaMashiach. And the last 2,000 years are Yemois HaMashiach. So 2,000 years of Tayu. And then the next 2,000 years is Tayra. And the last 2,000 years is Yemois HaMashiach. Rashi says that, although it sounds a little bit from the Gemara, like the last 2,000 years is not going to have Torah, right? 2,000 years of Torah, and then the last 2,000 years of Torah, Avada doesn't mean that. Once Torah came about, there was always going to be Torah until the end of 6,000. So what does it mean the last 2,000 years is Yemei HaMashiach? Lav lafuke Torah, Zakrashi. But in addition to it being Yemei Torah, it's also going to be Yemei HaMashiach. But the Marsha in Perek Chelik, in Masech Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amad Aleph says, it's not Mashma that way. V'hu dachuk. V'hu dachuk. Vanir Lefarish says the Mashal, I'll read it inside. Hadvarim Kipshata. Ki be'emes achash agolu Yisrael, Golus Kamura, ein behem Torah. Once Klai Yisrael went into Golus, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, they lost their Torah. Ki dechsiv, it's a pasuk in Eicha, Malka v'sareh v'agroyim, ein Torah. Mi kamokim said the Mashal, Kuf ayim beishonim achar bayesheni, but for the next 172 years after the Churban, mikri adayim miyashnos Torah, it was still considered years of Torah. Ki oz hoyu dor hatanoim, because there were tanoim that were living. Vadayim loy nistaldul ha-yeshivas, and the yeshivas had not become shvach yet. Until Rebbe left the world, the gavur agolus, and then the golus became very intense. The rabu atzorois, and there were terrible tzorois. The kolu yemei atayra, and now already they didn't have a Zman of Torah. So says the Marsha, I hold that when the Gemara says from 2,000 to 4,000 is Torah, that's what it means. Kipshutai. And after that, there's already no Torah. I this Torah, but qualitatively, it's so much less. Like the Pasuk says, Malkov is Torah, Bagoyim ain't Torah. That when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and Klai Yisrael went to Golos, we lost the Torah. I want to say, if that's the case, so it doesn't add up. 4,000 is not Churban Bayis Sheni. Says the Marsha, it's true. Churban Bayis Sheni happened how many years before the year 4,000? That's also Avodah Zarah. Daftas, all the math gemaras, Kuf Ayin Beis Shanim, right, 172 years earlier. But for that next 172 years, up until the year 4000, there were yeshivas, and because there were yeshivas, there were tanaim, so there was still Torah. Abba Mishem Meis Rebbe Rabu Atzoros Kaver Agolus V'Kolu Yimei Torah, and that's why at the year 4000 we could say Ein Torah. How could you say it? Malkiv Rabbi Ein Torah. It's a pasuk in Eich. Yirmiyahu HaNavi already said this. He prophesied that this is the way it was going to be. That when the Yidden were going to be at the height of Golos, which is where we are right now, even though there would be Torah, so much Torah, but on some level, qualitatively speaking, it would be a matziv of Ein Torah. We always speak out from the Goyen, that you say in Shemayin Esrei, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sair HaSecha. Said the Vilna Goyen, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu B'sair HaSecha, Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu, and we'll have the Avoida. What does that have to do with Torah? So the Goyen said that we know the world stands on three Amudim. Mishnah Novice, Vishloisha Amudim Ha'olam Oymed, Torah, Avoida, and Gemilos Chasadim. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, said the Goyim, we lost the Amud of Avoida. But really, we lost the second Amud as well. We also lost the Amud of Torah. Because Malkov is Sareb Agoyim in Torah. And really, today we're standing on one leg. And that's the leg of Chesed. When are we going to get Torah back? K'sheibana Beis HaMikdash b'mheir b'yameinu. Then we're going to get not only the Avoida, we're going to get two Amuds back. We're going to get back the Amud of Avoida, and we're also going to get back the Amud of Torah. But this is the Marsha, that the year 4000 is the Ptir of Rebbe, because when Rebbe passed away, that's when it was Chal, Malkus Rebbe Agoyim in Torah. And that's the Gemara. 2,000 years is Payu. From 2,000 to 4,000 is Torah. And from 4,000 until the end, it's Yimoy Samashiach. Ein Beis Medrash B'lei Chiddush. I found that Rav Reuven Margolis, in his Margolis Hayam, on Mesechtes Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph, on that Gemara, Shnei Alofim Torahs. Again, it's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes. That's the one we quoted. It's an identical Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Zayin. So he brings that he found a Keta from a Ksav Yad from one of the Goyim. So Rav Reuven Margolis, in addition to knowing all the Svarim, called Rosley, honestly, he also had some form of photographic memory, without question. He knew an incredible amount of Kisvei Yad. See, he said, I came across a Keta of a Ksav Yad from the Goyim. It said as follows, Me Adam va'ad Avram nun beishana miyam of Tayo. From the beginning of Bria Sa'olam until Avram Avinu turned 52 years old, the world was Tayo. Right? That's essentially Tanit Ve'Eliyah. Because how old was Avram Avinu by the year 2000? Avram Avinu was born in 1948, L'misparenu, which means he's 52 years old at that point. Uminun Beit Shana, says this Ksav Yad from the Ge'onim, Mechaye Avram, Va'ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Torah. From Nun Beit Shana, Mechaye Avram, until Rabbeinu HaKadosh, it's Torah. Agavurchi, Rabbi Margol says that a kubi the pshat is that we learned the Gemara together and daf yu dalad amid beis, Gemiri, Mesechta v'idazar, Avram Avinu was dalad mea pirki, right? Vanan chamisha tanan. Avram Avinu seems to be the first one to write Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Nasi is the last one to write Mishnah. Torah is that kufa when we had the Mishnayos thriving. And that starts from Avram Avinu, it ends with Rav Yehuda. That's classic Rav Yehuda Nasi. But either way, it's a mefurishuk, Ksav Yad from one of the Goyim. Not 2,000 to 4,000. It's from when Avram Avinu is Nun Beis Shana until the Ptira of Rebbe. But the bottom line is, when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi left the world, what happened? What happened at that point was, it was Rabu Atzorois, it was Niskabra Agolus, it was Kol Yimei Torah. But if you want to understand it on a more fundamental level, what happened when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi left the world? We went from not only having lost the Amud of Avodah, which is something that we lost when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but now we have to be moist of something in our davening. Now we lost the Amud of Torah as well, because now it's Malkov Esareh Bagoyim Ein Torah. Mishemeis Rebbe Huchpelu Atzorois Daika. The Tzor is doubled. What do you mean doubled? It's a funny lashon. How do you not a zero in and put a number to the Tzoris? The Teretz is we lost an extra Amud. We went from having lost one, now we lost two. That's called tashlume kefil. It's double. Oh, we lost double. That's maybe pshat in the Shemes Rebbe Huchbalu Atzaris. But the bottom line is, and we speak about this all the time. You know, the Gemara in Masechtas Ksubas Daf Kuf Gimel Daf Kuf Dalet. It talks about Shas Pti Rosh Shal Rebbe. We mentioned it not long ago on Daf Chafei. We talked about how that was one of the times that the sun stopped. Right? The Yushalmi has different Oysafas, but this was a huge deal. The Shas Pti Rosh Shal Rebbe. I think this Marshab brings out a better appreciation for why that was so significant. It goes down as a day that shall remain in infamy. I hear Rebbe passed away. Why not the day Rebbe Akiva passed away? Why not the days that Abaye Verava passed away? Right, it's hard to dehear. Why Rebbe more than anybody else? The teretz is because Mishemes Rebbe, that's when we kicked into a gear of golos where it's Ein Torah. Huchpulat Saris, Gavar HaGolos, but more significantly, Ein Torah. We went from being in a world mit Torah to Avelt on Torah, right? Avelt mit the Chazanish to Avelt on the Chazanish. Right? Avelt mit Torah to Avelt on Torah. That's the gear that the world kicked into. It brings such a chshivas what's going on over here. But I'll kapot him. Let's come full circle. Freik the Kasef, Mishnah, Bamba Kasha, and Rabbi Chonin asked Rabbi Chaim Briska, very similar Kasha. The Aram Zen, if the Rambam says in Perek Bez Alach Aleph in Hilchas Mabrim, this is category one. That if a later Bezin wants to argue with an earlier Bezin, and based on a halacha that they came out with, based on a din, you have every right to do it. You can be chaylag anoyt and tam lufkan, because yiftach b'dayre kishmu b'dayre. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah b'dayre is kedaniel b'dayre. So why can't an amayr argue with a tano? So the Kesef Mishnah said he could. He could. Rabbi Chaim Briska also said that. He said he could. Rabbi Chaim Briska said he. We just know he doesn't want to. It's not something he would do. Kesef Mishnah said a little sharper. Kimu v'kiblu. That miyoyim chsimis ha-mishnah. No amayr would ever argue with a tana. What happened miyoyim chsimis ha-mishnah? Mechatesi. Why was that the point? The teretz is poshet. Because miyoyim chsimis ha-mishnah. We went from being in avelt mit teretz, avelt on teretz. Now all of a sudden the world just became Malka v'sareh b'goyim ein teretz. So who's going to have the places to say that I breathe the air, I'm living in a world where it's ein teretz, I can be chaylik on yidin, on tzaddikim that lived in avelt mit teretz. So as much as it's true, yiftach b'dayre kishmu b'dayre. But at the same time, there's an idea of kimu v'kiblu. Now, could be there's exceptions to the rule. Rav Tanu Upalik, right, some say that all the Talmidim of Rebbe could be Tanam Apollo, which would make sense because they were Makabel from Rebbe, they were Makabel from the Velt mit Torah. But the point is, when you appreciate what it means, P'tirosai Shal Rebbe, I think this Kesef Mishnah has a tremendous, tremendous lichtigkeit. That's what's going on over here. It's because they understood that this was the end. They understood that now they had come to a point where it was Ein Torah. You know, one of the Marmakomis we always speak at is the Chassam Sofer, where the Gemara says that Rebbe tells the Chevra, he tells him, don't be maspid me more than 30 days, more than Yud Beis Chesh. It shouldn't be more than Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the Havamina that be maspid Rebbe more than Moshe Rabbeinu? Someone had a Havamina that Rebbe was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? The Teretz is like the Chassam Sofer, Avada, the Gavra Rebbe was not greater than the Gavra Moshe Rabbeinu. But there was another Avelus that was going on over here. There was an Avelus of the Matziv. The world completely changed. And so Kadai Tachamina, that's why there should be a Ribuy of Avelus. Kamash Malon said, Rebbe, Lemaisa, when Moshe Rabbeinu left the world, they were only maspin him a certain share. Don't be maspin me more than that. But the world changed completely. Avelt mit Rebbe and Avelt on Rebbe is Avelt mit Tayr and Avelt on Tayr. That's why Kimu Vikiblu HaYehudim, they were Makabal afterwards, that even though we technically, based on the Rambam and the Chasmamrim, which has a Makar and Amalei Shmuel Rabbi Shlomi Ledidi, Urunzer Gemara Danavai Dezara Daflam Advav, and Amayr should be able to argue with a Tana. But it's not something that we're going to do because we appreciate what a Yerida, there was because of the Patirish of Rebbe, Shtaka Bizoicha, the Sheyibon Eves HaMikdash, Bimheir Biyameinu, V'sein Chalkeinu V'sayir Asacha.